T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
25th of May, 2018. This is the Real KNC. Ken Laird.
Chris Curtis.
Better known as your home for all Captain Hungwell uncensored commentary.
It's not going to be talked about when you don't do a podcast today after the show, or
we've got a podcast today.
Oh, I thought for sure they'd mail in.
Wow, I'm surprised. That won't be discussed. They'll say don't talk about that.
Let's get right to that. We had censorship again from Joe Zambrano, our program director, who we love.
Joey Zambrano.
There was a text from up above that we needed to get some of that off. I don't know.
There may be a ban on Captain Hungwell.
Getting it? What? Oh, good. Yeah, let's ban the only entertaining call with the whole goddamn station. Let's have Ralph from Cranston call friggin' Dale and Keith to talk about the Cavaliers. Who's home tonight?
Captain Hungwell. The last time,
Kevin
from Bristol, who was in studio with us once. Great talent.
Left the pumpkin.
Last night's big winners in the sporting world were the Boston Red Sox fans, who didn't have to watch a gang of underachieving millionaires take a dump on a field and call it baseball. Hey, Mother Nature. Thanks, beautiful.
Kirk doesn't love the Morgan Freeman impersonation.
No,
but that's
he did not. No, made that clear.
Hold on. I'm a man who can get songs done for you. Morgan Freeman. That's right. I'm here with Captain Hungwell.
Morgan Freeman's never been my favorite.
I thought he did a good job reading Jerry's Thanksgiving column. That's fine.
The music will be a little softer. The small talk a little quieter.
It was not Lauro, but he did all right.
All eyes on you with friends and family. Line and fences and bleachers.
Anyway, Kevin in Bristol is a regular, although he's disappeared for a while. We found out why today.
Yeah.
Good morning, gents. This is Captain Dorian Hungwell, U.S. Navy.
Oh, hello, Captain Hungwell. Good morning,
Hungwell.
Sir.
How are you? Wait, Jerry might not get to listen to this. I'm not sure the listeners will, but that's okay. How are you?
Very well, very well. I've spent some time abroad. I've been a little time undercover, so I've been away.
Okay.
Captain Hungwell was in Spain.
He was, Mallorca, hanging out with Jess Mutnansky.
I wanted to give some thoughts. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I like Michael Mutnansky on Kirk and Callahan. I do. Mm-hmm. I prefer him on the overnight, where I can apply hands-on work with the charity that I love.
Yeah.
The WWAH, or Women's with Absentee Husbands.
Okay, good, yeah. Good.
But you warn him every time to watch the innuendo when he calls in, because now our whole edict is no sexual innuendo, which, of course, we adhere to strictly on the show.
I want to attack you sexually.
Right, it is not our rule. We do not set the rules. We set the dialogue.
I can set the dialogue for the city.
And Kevin from Bristol calls in, and I say, hi, you know, whatever, the pleasantries. And every time I say, can you just do me a favor? Stay within whatever parameters. You know, Kirk loves nestling up to the Dale parameter zone.
Parameters that our program director texted us. We can touch on the story. I mean, you know, this is just so stupid.
We have set up for the show. Then we get a funny call. Everybody laughs, and the show is better for it.
We cuddle under the Afghans that I make for
you. this is really inappropriate.
It's just. But what happens the last couple times he calls is he says things that we cannot have on our show, not by our decision, but are just deemed too close to sexual innuendo to be broadcast on the air.
In Kevin's defense, when he's Captain Hungwell, the entire call is sexual innuendo. That's the only possible funny nature of the joke. He did his best to sort of hide those, I guess. Anyway, we're going to play it for you here. In the middle of the call, first we had the bodily fluids again. This was what we dumped twice in the last Captain Hungwell appearance.
Correct.
We take wives, like the lovely self-lubricating Jess.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We take them for walks.
Oh, the self-lubricating.
Right. Depending on the tenor and the temperature surrounding the show, the parameters and the words and the innuendo that is allowed, it sort of changes.
Right.
In my opinion, that's in my experience, is that, you know, if everybody's listening, then we got to be really tip-top shape, but other days,
right.
This can go, other days, that's a no-no, so it's hard for us to understand, so.
It doesn't get dumped initially, but I'm looking over at you, should we dump it, should we not dump it, and then you're getting a text from Zambrano.
Right.
That he's banned.
Banned.
So then I hit the dump button twice, and basically most of the call was lost. I listened back to what people actually heard. They picked it up with coming in from the rear, actually made the air.
Oh, good.
Coming up from the rear.
And then right into the
Morgan Freeman,
which Kirk didn't want any part of. So they got, you know, they got the punchline at the beginning, which was good.
That was a good line.
But they didn't get the juices down the, you know, that whole thing.
Right, yeah.
Jess will just stand up, fruit juices running down her chin.
Yep.
She might scream out.
I was proud of Kirk because he took it all in stride.
Yes.
He was not frustrated at all by this.
I mean, it's just
like,
that,
you know,
Jesus. Friggin' aggravating.
one of those days, which then spiraled into attacking an institution, that of Good Weekend.
Listen, it's the last hour of the week.
Thanks. Really? I didn't know that. Boy, you bring so much to the table. Is it the last hour of the week?
We have Good Weekend coming up before 10
o'clock. No, we're not giving the dummies Good Weekend this weekend. You understand that?
It's not, whoa.
Nope.
It's not their fault.
That's how it works now.
It is not their fault.
I'm punishing them now for being part of this. Do you understand me?
Quite disturbing. We got stuck with the Chris Mannix outro today.
Let's talk about the NBA playoffs with our buddy Chris Mannix from Yahoo.
I think Tatum has the highest ability to improve, especially immediately, because you watch Tatum play, and it's pretty obvious in this series, you know, what his biggest weakness is, and that's strength.
We all got punished. Oh, man.
By the way, trivia question someday, Maz.
Very good. That's correct.
The first member on the casting couch.
Being down there and listening on demand, and one of the reasons I wanted to do this show today was just to keep Gary Tanguay off the air.
Because
how dare you? I thought it was Pete Shepard.
No, he was day two.
But you said earlier in the show that you still stand by that, though.
Did I stand by what?
That he owes you money.
Is this what Glenn would do? Stand by what?
You said
no,
he owed
I
you
did,
money?
No, I didn't say
that's
he owed,
a lie.
I didn't say he owed me money.
Kirk.
Oh,
Mannix
okay.
Day one.
That's right.
Shepard was the surprise day two, and he actually turned out to be not a bad show.
Pete Shepard in with Kirk and Minahan. Kirk Callahan.
I blacked out those days. I wasn't blacked out like other days.
Pleasure to be here, Richard. Thank you for having me.
But I blacked out the early days of the show because of the failures I had in getting good people in here.
Everything can't be thrown with six Russian cosmonauts and a micrometer. Do you know what that is, Jer?
No.
Neither do I, but it sounds fast and explosive.
How do you feel about Good Weekend? I think we'll be back safely next week. We did get a full board of calls.
But we asked for it.
Did you look at that?
We didn't get a single call.
There is a full bank of phone calls that all want Good Weekend.
All right, we'll take
all
a couple.
Five.
Joe, how are you?
I need...
Oh, see...
Brian, what's going on? How are you doing today?
What a dink.
Good.
What a dink.
Jacob, your thoughts on this?
Dink.
Billy in Manchester.
I'm changing.
Ryan and Norton.
Good week.
So, we tried. Nobody had a salient point, so there you go.
I don't often get offended by things.
That's a lie.
But with my wife this past week, somebody had tweeted or texted me something about Good Weekend, and she looked at me and she said, "What does that mean?" She doesn't even like know the two words that are most synonymous with her husband. I know she doesn't listen. I usually take that as like you kind of listen, you know. But I guess she really doesn't listen.
Oof.
And had no idea what Good Weekend meant. And then I have Kirk today saying it's done on the show, and it's a double fucking whammy. It sucks.
Jeez, that's gonna be an awkward boat ride to Pete Town this weekend.
Oh my god!
But we did get a full board call, so Kirk's threatened to ban it for 6 months. I think. I'm gonna speak for him. We'll get it back next week. At the heart of today was Kirk v. Brian McGrory in the Boston Globe situation. So this thing has slowly been unraveling the layers of the onion.
And Howie writes, actually, I'm more interested in the bleepability list compiled by male reporters of the Globe a few years back. It's a listing of the people, a paper's female interns, and rates them on, say, the one you'd most want to F and the one you'd least want to F. This is college girls. This is co-eds. And I was told by a source, this is not Howie Carson's Kirk Minahan, Brian McGorry was part of compiling that list and putting it together. When he was not the editor at the paper at the time, it was years ago, but he was part of the people who put that list together. That's Brian McGorry. That's the guy in charge of the paper.
It's interesting looking back at that Mark Arsenault story, as Kirk mentioned on the show today, the way he couched or termed the
ability list
and how that was in the December story. And he phrased it in such a way that it was kind of buried deep within there. And that's sort of the jumping off point, because we have to assume that that's the same list that Howie
we think it's the list. Yeah, we're not even quite sure.
We don't know.
So I'm going through this old Arsenal story, and we'll get back to Howie as well. Media, including Globe, walk fine line in the age of Me Too, and I just picked through it. and you go back to an old story. Some male newsroom employees with I, the Globe's annual group of co-ops, college journalism students eager for work, is a dating pool, they recalled.
The Beat the Press stuff, though, I thought was even more remarkable. The Emily Rooney performance yesterday.
So if there are people out there, I think, who experience something akin to what Hillary Sargent has been alluding to, Beat the Press,
like
I think,
to think
would like to
somebody would have come forward by now. But
you never know, and you never know what professional.
That's so goddamn incredible. So that's amazing.
It's on the Me Too level first, which you just described. The second level is, well, probably she sounds like she's saying, well, it probably didn't happen to anyone else.
Of course
they haven't come forward.
No, yet. She's not saying like, no, that's exactly what she's saying. Of course, that's only what she's saying. She's trying to dismiss it.
Has she ever been on the show?
Not during my time.
She sort of said she would come on the podcast this week when she was responding to one of our parody accounts, and then
right, and then I always find this to be a generational divide. Now, like, I'll reach out to people, and if they're over, say, 55.
I believe.
They'll try and use this, I'm traveling, I can't call excuse. Like, I'm driving. From the days of cell phones or, you know, when you couldn't actually call en route to somewhere. And she said today that she's unable to call. She's off the day. She has the day off and she's driving.
That is the era we live in.
I was surprised. I think you mentioned in the office it would have been wise for her to call in.
I think so. She sounds terrible in this.
Later it began.
No,
the closer
he established
the...
that. Did it was he? After she left.
Okay, yeah, that's
no, it's not. He did say that.
It's not clear to me. How many years?
The big boss. He no matter. Well, whatever boss he was at that point.
He wasn't a boss.
That's my point.
Well, no,
there was a power dynamic there.
No, when
she first
dating,
came.
She was not.
So are you saying they were equal? They were never equal.
No, no, but she wasn't at the Globe when they were dating.
I mean, Hillary Sargent's take on this.
Hillary has contextualized it only in tweets. She hasn't been more.
The press, I think, would like to.
Somebody would have come forward by now. But.
Especially the end sounds awful. You know, again, the shaming of potential other victims to this whole thing. But it was an interesting week in the Globe McGrory story, of course. We're very involved in this. Kirk did some awesome reporting on this earlier.
Scoops!
To help fuel this and probably actually get it off the ground at all.
Right, the Jim O'Sullivan story.
The Jim O'Sullivan stuff. For a while, we weren't quite allowed to talk about it, and Jerry was fully behind that decision, which led to some interesting group texts, which I were very active in responding to.
I thought it was very, very intense from both of us.
You took your side. That's fine.
Right, I took my side.
Yes.
You aligned yourself. Talk to these two if you want to say nobody responded.
I don't care about them. You took the side. You went with Joey and Mark and the whole crew. Right. Not a problem.
Right.
That's fine.
Hey, you know, there's two sides to it. I took one side.
No,
you took
not.
The other.
There's one side to it, and there's not. There's one side to it, and that's okay.
No, that's not true. There's two sides.
There's not, but that's all right.
Right. I think
Curtis thinks it's funny. I'm, you know, sitting there fighting for my life, and he thinks it's funny.
You're not fighting for your life.
Sure I am. It's sure I am. If the other,
no, you're not.
You bet I am. If they write the other thing, if absolutely, of course.
No, you're not fighting for your life.
Of course. Professionally.
Oh.
Professionally.
Okay. Professionally.
Yes.
Yes.
What I felt is that I wanted to talk about it. I think it's great radio, and we would get more listeners discussing that than whatever else.
Even if we do it in a way where it's, we can do things, I think, carefully enough, where we don't get ourselves into trouble. I think that's the fear of management that is unfounded. We do this better than anybody. This right. is the stuff we do that other people won't do.
My instinct is to trust Kirk's instincts.
Sock puppet.
I found that story enough to go on, I would have talked about it. But then I think about it, right? So if I respond saying, Kirk's right, what are we doing here, Joe? We should be talking about it.
Right. Well, at the same point, Jerry, I'm assuming, has talked to the CEO of the company, and he has information I don't in regards to edicts that we can or can't say.
Right.
So therefore, it's almost like we don't have enough information to weigh in on this.
Well, right. But even if, let's say I did that, right? I curry favor with Kirk for about 5 minutes.
Right. Joe, we're talking about this.
And what I say has no weight. And I already played this through. If I respond and I say that and Joey says, no, Chris, we can't do it. And then if I don't respond to that, Kirk's going to say, oh, you send one text. You know what I mean? It would never have been enough. Like, no matter what I did.
You suck, Chris.
So I just decided to be Switzerland.
I am Switzerland.
And Jerry called Kirk. Kirk didn't call him back.
You're the puss who wouldn't answer when I called. We were going to talk.
About what? It's a waste of time.
No,
I'm not interested anymore in doing that.
Okay, you're not interested in talking?
About what?
I think you have to.
About
you have
what?
To talk. About the issue we had.
There's no issue. There's
of
no
course
issue. I'm 100% right, and you guys are 100% wrong.
No,
that's
not
issue.
True. So, oh, really? So there's not two sides. We can't discuss
no,
it.
No,
we
I'm
can't
not.
Debate
I'm not.
It.
No.
Who are you, Dale? You don't want to debate
no,
it?
No, I'm not open to having the discussion because it's a waste of time.
Okay, fine. I am willing.
What's the great?
I am
fantastic.
Willing. You're not
good. We'll talk about it tomorrow. How's that? Does that sound good?
We can talk about. We can talk about it.
Or we
can
talk about it Friday. How's that? I don't want to talk at the break. I'm good.
Okay, you're going to do a little Dino? You're going to give me the silent treatment?
No, it's fine. I'm just saying I have no desire to discuss it during the break either.
Okay, good.
We've gone over it. I know where you stand on it, and I know where I stand on it.
You just said I didn't respond. Or
correct,
didn't.
And that's all I needed to know, so I'm
but
good.
I did.
Right.
Very upset at that.
He was actually. I think he was bothered by that.
Very upset. He's been texting, of course, Mark Hannon, our fine general manager, right. about happy graduations and, you know.
Forget it.
What do you want? Text the boss about how great everything is.
617-779-7937.
Okay. Hey, no problem, boss. I'll keep my mouth shut. 617-779-7937.
Oh, the rebel, Kirk.
HGD, happy graduation day. Love, Jer. 617-779-7937. Kirk and the Pussy. We'll
can we
right
congratulate
back.
You?
What?
Hannon gets back right to him. That's what he expects. You can get right back to him. Now, ironically, Jerry went in for his little tune-up later this week.
Yes.
I get a text back. Mr. Sock Puppet, none for Curtis.
Unbelievable.
Again, this is like the second in 3 weeks you've been bashed by Callahan.
Iced out. And I sent him a text. Nothing. No response.
Oh, baby.
Well, he's made it clear that you're not valuable.
Completely.
Definitely getting iced out. What's going on?
I don't know. I had a witty text. I said, hey, Jer, hope you're feeling better. Hope everything went well. And I hope you come out sounding like Saucier. You know, a little wit, a little humor. Hope you're doing well. Bupkis.
I think it fell flat.
I mean, nothing. I got basically the same text Kirk did, which is essentially a copy and paste, but that's fine. I mean, at least I got something.
Right. And he hates you, and I'm supposed to be his, like, forgotten son.
Dad. I love you, Ken. Curtis.
Well, you texted him early, though, so possibly right. The Xanax was at a peak, right. Peak level. At
right,
that
and then later in the day, we probably got into, you know, the Bud Diesels, so who knows. But
judging by the late-night text to Cheryl, the Xanax might still have been flowing last night in Maine, but that's okay.
Give me five.
Two other interesting notes about Jerry this week. Several outbursts, like just some significant Jerry drop outbursts, which are great.
Great.
So good.
Like a couple weeks ago, the Let's Talk Socks is excellent because there's a great slam of the desk beforehand.
Okay, let's do socks.
It's a great Jerry drop.
The best one, I don't know if it beats the ones this week, but prior to that was Shut Up, Let Me Hear From Kane.
Yeah, Kane was a good one.
Oh, shut and up and let's hear from Kane.
That is so good. It's so dumb. And he was so serious when he said that.
But anyway, what peaked with the great soundbite that you're about to hear, which will, I think, live for quite a while, was Jerry's take on bisexuals and after marriage preference.
Oh my God.
Choices.
See this one, Pope Francis tells the gay man.
Yeah.
God made you like that and loves you like that. Right. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that is. I mean, I'm serious. He did make you like that.
Right. I don't think gay people even dispute that.
I don't think there's... Well, there used to be a term, sexual preference.
Right, but that's
which implied that you preferred that.
Right, but that's over.
And that does apply to some people, because there are, you know, bisexuals, so they...
Well, I still think that's still from in their body.
I know, but they have to choose. If you want to be monogamous, you have to choose, so that would be a choice.
If you have to be monogamous, you have to choose anyway.
Correct.
So I understand.
Well, no, you don't choose.
But that's not a preference, though.
Well, you prefer one or the other. If you want to be monogamous and you're bisexual, you have to prefer one over the other, right?
No, you have one person in your life. Same right. As you. It's not. That's not different.
Sure, it is.
It's a bigger. It's a bigger group that you're excluding, but it's still the same.
No, it is not the same.
Of course
you have
it
to
is.
Choose whether you want to be, you know, heterosexual or homosexual.
No,
if
you don't.
You're
you
bisexual.
Can, no, you don't. You can be both.
Okay, then you. Not monogamous.
No, but you can still be attracted to women if you're a woman and you're with
but
a man.
But then you would pick one or the other.
So we eventually got a caller who weighed in on this, which I'm sure management was thrilled. We were doing another segment on this. It was like the day we did the BDSM or whatever, the sadism.
What are we doing? Chris, what are you doing?
The Celtics are in the playoffs. So, you know.
I love those texts from management. What are you doing? I don't know. You hired me.
What the hell are they doing?
That caller, I don't know. Was he not getting to the point? He was talking about college and what
he was doing. It was like his whole bio. Jerry lost his
which
mind.
Led to this.
John, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Good, good. So I experimented with this in college, and I just don't understand your point. So
who, mine or Jerry's?
I'm sorry?
Mine. You experimented with what?
Great drop from Callahan, which will live on here for I think a while. That with the kind of cultured Indeed drop from Jerry from a little while ago, which is also a new favorite.
Indeed. I would say this.
He's really been delivering lately. I love it.
Yes. And he's got a strong affliction for Mark James. Good God, does he love Mark
oh,
James.
Oh, my God. Mark the James and Jerry Callahan, I think, should buy a house together and just move to Maine.
That's not it. He went on with a caller, and I was guaranteed whatever. We're done. You guys, you don't see the genius in the man.
All right, that
you're blind.
But you've seen that. That can
you're
happen.
Blind.
Right, that can happen.
Right. I discovered him. Someday right. He's going to be this huge star, and you're going to say.
I mean, he's like 40.
Jerry was right.
Well, he's got to sit here first on the show. That's the first step.
He's
is
like
getting
45.
On the show.
He's been like six markets. I don't no, think he's
this,
a big star.
This word clicks. This is where it clicks.
With
this,
who?
The passion of Boston
with
fans.
With Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe?
The passion of Boston fans meshes with the genius and the energy of Mark James.
Sure.
You'll see. You will see.
What show is he going to be on?
Probably have his own show.
I think it's the surpassed Jersey numbers for affinity of topics on the show.
I have never wanted to illegally record something more than my conversation with Mark James earlier this week.
And I am
Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James.
It was peak Mark James. He's talking to me. He gets right into it. He's like, Minahan is a modern-day Stern. I love the guy. I can take it. I can give it out. I got it. He's fine, you know. And he's going through this whole spiel about how it doesn't bother him.
Oh, let's trade Al Horford, and let's trade Jaylen Brown and Sacramento pick next year, and let's get Kawhi Leonard.
So he likes us.
He likes the show, and it's not his decision, according to him, that it's a Nesson call that he's not been on yet. And he started talking to me about, you know, if he was ever to be at the station full time, you know.
Right.
Right now we're getting sort of regular Mark.
Tuca or Puka.
On Nesson you get regular Mark. On the radio you get Radio Mark Light. But if he was full time at EEI, he told me we would get Mark James Ultra.
Whoa. Oh, Ultra Mark James.
Ultra Mark James. Verbatim quote.
That's like one of the, you download the app, but you have to like pay a couple dollars to get the full version.
Right. Yeah. So we'd get like,
ooh. Where's the power?
I got the whole tease of the versions that are out there, the available ones, and I was salivating.
Going from ballroom dancing to molecular biology.
Well, that's something to look forward to. I think it's inevitable, right? He'll be on someday.
He will be on someday. I think Mark is, you know, biding his time, earning his stripes.
Through the prism of the glass half empty?
I do think, I mean, he said it didn't have anything to do with it, but he has to not want to talk about the things that Kirk would address with him. I mean, I'm sure that that's an element in this. But
maybe he does, though. I mean, you know, maybe he would bash the Globe for running the quotes, etc. Maybe bash Bradford and Mutt for doing the audio version of it on the air.
But I think we run in different circles, and I'm not really sure getting drinks would be a good idea. I really wish you all the best, though.
I'll be honest, Alyssa, .. I'm a network TV anchor.
But I think that would be good.
I agree. Listen, and as we've said all along, is that if you want to get on the show or you want to have the sort of headache go away, you come in for a half hour with the guys. They're much more relaxed with you. You know, you get it over with, and then, you know, you're part of the family if it works out. If not, you know, at least you came in and you dealt with it.
Yeah. We did not get Mark James, though, this week, so we're left with Mutt. And, boy, we had a lot of Mutt lately. We had Dead Ticket Mutt on Monday.
I didn't tell anyone how to bet the race.
See, well, then what's the point of the podcast?
Because it's a handicapping podcast.
After his Preakness disaster once again. But, God, today, the Mutt social media pictures are just flying after the admission of Thoroughbred donations.
Looked at our charity donations last year. You did not give a cent of charity to anybody of the Saratoga Police Department. To nobody.
Large donation.
To nobody, right?
Thoroughbred Aftercare and a couple other ones. But probably it's not great.
What?
Thoroughbred Aftercare.
Is that, are you being serious?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like retired horses?
Yes. I donate every year.
The ape mowing the lawn.
Oh, yeah,
then
the lawnmower one. Oh, God.
I like working on the lawn. This thing fails, I may start a landscaping company.
I've seen that 600 times in 2 hours. It is sensational. And I think, you know, it was a big week for Mutt. We got into the credit card debt.
I guarantee you have credit card debt.
I don't. Minimal.
Minimal. How much debt do you have right now?
Like $3,000 on one card. That's it.
Why?
Because there were some purchases that had to be made. There were some expenses that still have not been paid.
You should purchase things you can't afford.
Starts with an L, ends with an R, and has a Oyer in between, is what I would say.
That's right. I forgot about the debt, where he showed his quick math skills on the spot.
$3,000? Well, that's going to, you have to pay that off today. 20%? What's 20% of $3,000?
$150.
What is it, Visa?
20% of $3,000 is $150.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. No, I'm sorry. That doesn't make any sense. $600 is not right. That doesn't make any sense.
It might be right, though, if you really think about it.
That's not right.
Okay, but it actually is. But all right, go
ahead. Not right.
And then you have, he turns on me because I'm just laughing. And he's like, your dad thinks you're a charity case. It's like, ooh, sick burn.
Does your dad consider you a charity fund, Curtis?
Absolutely.
Or say his own son? Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Yes, it's a great comeback, Mutt. Yeah. Way to go. Go ahead.
I think you would admit that.
Curtis, yeah.
Anyway, so yesterday this sound...
Ken's just laughing.
What a great morning.
What do you even mean, Mutt? Like,
now, okay. Now, Kirk was on your side on that one.
I don't know. When Kirk's on my side, you know it's a losing battle, Mutt.
Well, we're going to get more Mutt next week.
Yes. I can't wait.
Possibly 4 days in a row, right?
Yes. Oh, well, I think likely 4 days in a row.
Okay.
Tuesday through Friday.
Kyle DeLuz will be on the board next week.
Yes.
Kyle LeDuz, yes.
My man Kyle, big
young talent, young talent. Kirk turned on him last year when he was an intern at the end of his tenure, but he's over that.
Yes.
And I think he'll do a good job. I think he'll do a really good job, actually.
I'm looking forward to it. He cares. He's invested. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. It might even have a little bit of me on the board, so if we're off the air, you know why.
All right, baby. All right, you got a favorite Mannix drop to end on going out? What's your favorite Mannix moment on the show?
When he hung up.
We love Chris Mannix. We love his insight.
What Joey did with Captain Hongwell is worse than what McGorry did. It's worse. It's... than... yes, in the way it is. Took away entertainment from people. Smiles, laughs.
But they'll still get to hear it at some point. The whole thing.
No, you understand the president is saying there's no good weekend this weekend.
Absolutely.
Can they play the full Captain Hongwell call on the podcast?
We're going to end the show today with a little bit of Mannix from yesterday. Do you understand that one?
Oh, good.
Okay, good. And the podcast as well. Do you understand? Okay.
Sure, sure.
Boston, you know, whether it's the playoffs or the regular season, with Kyrie, without Kyrie, what they do is they play from behind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.